I often tell my clients,
why am I a designer when I can change one thing from their outfit? So even if I'm working with a tubo dress, I like to change one thing. If I'm taking the sleeve, changing the sleeve, adding my own creation to it, it's giving me another way for also taking me higher to that stage that I'm going to be a big designer.
Good afternoon. I welcome you to another episode of Smart Growth. I have here with me Esther Onyekachiamaka. My name is Jude Morde. As always, I am the CEO of Stoba Nigeria Limited. Stoba Nigeria Limited is a management and technical consulting company that is advisory to SMEs and other businesses. So, Esther, you are welcome. Can you share with us your profile and what you do?
Okay, thank you so much, sir. I'm Onyeka Esther Chiamaka. I'm the creative director of Stitches by Ami. We deal with ready-to-wear, bespoke, and couture.
Creative director, can you expatiate on bespoke?
Oh, bespoke, like the ready-to-wear. The free wears, our English wear, something I'm wearing. Yeah.
Well, something you're wearing.
Yeah, something you can easily get. Okay. No, yeah. Couture is dresses that you go for fittings, you go and check how it fits and
okay, so yeah. Couture would be customized dresses.
Yes, yes.
Now can you can I bring my design to you and you or it must be your design or you add advisory, assuming I come now and I say, oh, I want this, would you be in a position to tell me, oh, this will not fit you, this color might be your color and all that?
I do that with all my clients. So most of my clients comes with outfit from the celebrities like Vicky James, Tubo, and they will want me to do that kind of outfit. But I often tell my clients, why am I a designer when I can change one thing from their outfit? So I like to change, even if I'm working with a Tubo dress, I like to change one thing. If I'm taking the sleeve, changing the sleeve, adding my own creation to it, it's giving me another way for also taking me higher to that stage that I'm going to be a big designer. So
that means you must have a lot of satisfied clients. How many do you have now? And what's the projection of growth like?
I won't say I have, all my clients are pretty good, like they don't have issues, they are very okay with it. I have some that I'm going to like trying to do back and forth, talk about it and trying to convince them that this particular thing. My growth, we're still growing.
Okay.
We're still growing. And I thank God for where I have been this far. Even if I have not reached that stage where I feel like I'm supposed to be. But I don't know, but the growth from, if you say from zero to 10, maybe let's say 4 or 5.
So that's average growth. Now, yeah. How do you get your clients? Are they is it by word of mouth, or you go on social media, or you have adverts like you have a brand, you have a brand name that you just mentioned. So how do you get them and intend to grow them?
Okay, first I use social media. TikTok and Instagram. I have an Instagram account and a TikTok account that I am growing. And secondly, what I do that helps me a lot is every event I go or I attend, I make sure I am wearing my clothes. So when people see me, they be like, oh, where did you get your clothes from? Oh, sorry, I'm the designer. So I get contact from people when I wear my clothes often and also online. I started getting online clients. Small.
Okay, start getting online clients.
Yeah.
So how long has your business been in business?
So my business, I will officially say it's 2 years, but I started Stitches by Ami from 2021. So from 2020 to 2023, I started Stitches by Ami, but officially was last year. So it's 2 years.
So what's the inspiration behind Stitches by Ami?
What's the inspiration? I love fashion. So
you do.
I like to. So there's something that my mom, because it was my mom that pushed me into this fashion thing. And she saw that I like to be very extra in whatever I'm wearing, be it my hair, my clothes, everything. I was very extra. So she was like, oh, you look. And I saw it that every time I look at somebody, I'm able to like, this dress will fit you. Can you do it in a different way? Can you change it? So I often just like, I just like fashion, and I feel like, oh, this is what we'll do that'll give you, that'll fit you money.
So that means you are a fashion consultant.
I will add that to my.
You will add that.
That
definitely brings in some money.
I mean.
So, what really is your motivation for this business? Is it the money or the passion, or just you want to see people dress good?
You just said it. So first, everybody in a business wants more money. Yes, but it has been the passion, and I also want people to look extra good. People around me, like if I have like maybe a sit out with friends and they ask to do something, I will make sure that we are very extra in whatever we are wearing. People will turn back and be like, oh, you guys look good. That's just something I like. So it's not all about the money, but obviously the money is there. That's what keeps the bill going up. So, but first it was the passion, and also I like people to look good, extra good.
Extra good.
Yeah.
And the money starts to roll in.
Yeah.
So what vision do you have Stitches for Ami into the future?
Big one.
Big one, like?
Very big. So
international runway. National.
Okay. Like I have mentors. I have people that I look up to. I see them, and I hope one day my business will get to this stage.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's every business, a business person's prayer that you move from zero to like 100, and so Stitches by Ami to me is small, but so whatever I'm carrying is big. I don't call my business small business. I call it big because where it's taken or where I'm taking the business to will be bigger. So globally, it's Nigeria, anywhere. It will be everywhere. I just want it to be everywhere. I want people to see what I have, the creation I have to bring to the society or country.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Stitches by Ami, do you have a particular segment that you focus on, or your general particular segment I'm looking at? Are you into Nigerian traditional wares, or you are just into foreign wares, you know, that kind of thing? And is it just all about the dressing? What about the other accessories? Is there any room for that currently or into the future?
I mean, there's nothing I won't add up to my business that will make people talk good about my business. If I should add that and it will boom my business, I don't have a problem with that, but I have not think of this direction before. But I see so many designers. I have few, I think Tubo, she does that a lot with the beads and everything. So, I mean, it's something that will look good.
Yeah. So which is your strength? Is it the traditional wares or the foreign wares? Which is your strength?
So I have not fixed in my height to the foreign wares. So for now, it's the traditional wares and our normal fits like normal Nigerian wears.
That's really good. Good to hear. I think you can also, like as earlier said, fashion consultants. There are people who are fashion consultants. They consult for people in terms of fashion. That could be another line of business for you.
Yeah.
And you can also look at accessories. Accessories that go with the dresses you make. Sometimes we see some accessories that are made of textiles. You see them. Now again, have you also considered using custom-made materials, textiles? It's the things like Nigeria has some Ashoke, they have Akwete, they have Otogo, different. Traditional textiles, have you considered them for using your designs?
So I have not tried that in my designs. And when I see people do that, they look beautiful. But I feel like I would try it one day. It depending on, now my client's size is what will make me increase. There are some clients that will tell you, oh, I want this mix in my clothes. They want a traditional outfit, but with all this Kampala, Adire, mixture of something that will bring creation to it. So, I mean, I will try so many things if it works. And everything that we are trying to do is to make it look good, make it look beautiful, and make bring creation into it. Yeah.
I suggest you try it. You just might see people, maybe, you know, some clients come in and they really don't know what they want. But if you give them an idea, like as Elia said, a fashion consultant could also get things like that into the frame. Now it's we've spoken about the value, your accessories that you can put into the business. Now again, you have said there must be that conviction, because if you say if, it's not if, when. You get to that place, except you want to jump ship midway. Are you looking at jumping out of it? Because business is challenging everywhere.
It's very, very challenging.
It's challenging. But then you just have to hold on to your vision, to your passion. That's the passion. Now, do you just design, or you have someone to sew for you, or you design and you sew?
I design and I sew. For now, it's a growing business.
Okay.
We pray we get to where we design, we sew, and we have other people to sew.
Okay. So how did you start coming about the sewing? Did you have a formal training on sewing, or you just watch your mommy do it and you were doing it? Even the design, when that could be a natural, you draw. I believe.
Yeah.
You draw, or you just visualize, and then you from your thoughts you bring these things out.
So it's funny when I said it's my mom that pushed me into fashion, because I think when I was done with secondary school, they forced me into going to meet a tailor.
Okay.
Now I started from a tailor background.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I finished school, I sort of like the fashion thing. I wanted to see what I can bring out. I went to a fashion designing school.
Oh, you did that.
Yes. Okay. So that is how I started learning some things. I worked for fashion designers, fashion tutor.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was before I went to fashion designing school, I stay with somebody that is a fashion tutor.
Okay.
So she enlightened everything. It was so strange to me because I learned tailoring.
Okay.
And I was not seeing her doing patterns, a lot of patterns that even myself, I was like, am I going back to secondary school? So it was just a lot that I said, okay, instead of making it look like this, let's us go to a fashion school and see how it's going to work. And I went to fashion school. I started learning the pattern. It was not hard again. So then drafting pattern. I'm still learning. I'm open to learning. And that's it.
We all learn, and we learn all lifelong.
Yeah.
So that means you started from basic one,
yeah,
basic two, and all. So it's a journey.
Yes,
it's a journey. Up until you got to this place. Oh, yes. Fantastic. That's good to know. So what would you advise upcomers to do in this business?
First, do you.
Do you.
Secondly, don't rush into too many things. I almost rush into getting some things. Doing things, family will come and tell you, oh, are you sure this is it? Are you sure this is that? I remember when I finished university, I have one, my auntie that I'm very close to, that she's my mentor. She called me and to ask me, what do you want to do? And I told her, I don't want to work. They were all shocked. They had to call family meeting for me. I don't want to work. And they were like, my auntie called me and said, do you.
Okay.
And that do you has been what has been keeping me this strong and this thing. I break down so many times.
Okay.
And I know that life is like a journey. And I'm taking it bits by bits. I thank God for people he brought around me. So much amazing people, families, friends. Just do you.
Okay.
Have good people around you. Have good friends around you. It's very necessary. People that will carry your business like you think you will carry your business, but you have people that will take your business to this stage, to another stage. And don't rush into so many things that you might say, why did I even rush into these things? So start gradually. Life is a process. Take it bits by bits. And never can tell you, boom up.
Just boom up.
Yeah.
Do you. I love that. Do you. So, I can only chip in because you've done quite a lot, and as you earlier said, you are wearing one of your designs, which is good.
Thank you.
It looks good and is really, really actually good. So, how your postings? How is it progressing? How is it progressing? That's the number of views that you have, is it growing? And is it commensurate with the business you are getting? Because sometimes you find some people just come, they view and they say like, but some people actually come in and they are the active clients.
So I have the ones that are active, that consistently like and comment on my posts.
Okay.
But the posts, like I said, I just started, this content thing is not my thing. So it's always very struggling to me to post. Yes. But I figured out that when you post, that's when people are seeing your work, seeing your business. Yeah. So I started posting right now, and I'm seeing the views, I'm seeing the like.
Okay.
So for now, we're still growing and booming the page. Okay. Yeah.
So it's hitting the bottom line. That's great too.
Yeah.
So I thank you for this session, for coming,
thank
for
you,
this
sir.
Program. And I know that as you have come, that your business is growing, and it will grow further from this smart growth. It will grow smartly.
Amen.
So
thank you.
Once you walk smart, you find that it will grow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've just spoken to Ms. Onyeka Chiamaka Esther. Oh, you said Esther Onyeka Chiamaka. Of Cities by Army.
Yeah.
She's into fashion designing and couture, and she bespoke fashion that she does. And it's been wonderful having you. Thank you very much for listening to us today. Bye-bye till some other episode. Bye.
This video is brought to you by ACT Foundation.